promise I would never sabotage any of my coworkers.
Oh, that's convincing. What are you doing?
Scary.
Sorry, I think I had something in my throat there. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. Maybe you snapped at an annoying colleague one time, or you made somebody's sandwich using ingredients that fell on the floor.
What?
Maybe you accidentally left a mic on at your radio station while you ate a hoagie and watched a rom-com in the background so it played over the air.
Oh. Wow.
That actually happened to us.
Yeah.
But the question...
And the ratings went up.
Somehow.
That was a good rom-com.
The question does bear asking, though. What is the worst thing you've ever done while at work, whether it was to a rude customer or to an obnoxious colleague? A recent survey asked that question and found the funniest, most vengeful things people have ever done while on the job.
Oh, vengeful?
So let's talk about some of the best ones. Number 7 says, I worked as a valet at a convention center for big events.
Okay.
And I did not get along with one of the other parking attendants.
Yeah.
So one night, when I knew he was working the shift after mine, I decided to park all of the white cars on the 3rd floor of this gigantic garage.
Okay.
So the valet after me was completely screwed anytime someone said, I drive a white Toyota. And he'd have to spend 30 minutes trying to figure out which Toyota the key fit into.
Just praise they have a security alarm so you can hit the panic button.
That's evil genius.
That's really good.
Number 6 says, I used to work as a hotel clerk, and my manager was a complete B-word. Who never did any work herself and complained constantly. One of her biggest complaints was she couldn't get pregnant, even though she was trying and was taking pregnancy tests at the hotel.
Okay,
this can be
a sensitive subject. I'm not sure what you did.
She was then leaving them in the office area hoping for good news, and she said the day that she finds out she's expecting, she's quitting. So one day, I borrowed one of my friend's positive pregnancy tests. And I swapped it with her at work.
That's bad.
And my manager quit immediately.
I feel awful. I do too.
I feel bad too.
Why do you feel bad?
Because it's just toying with somebody's emotions. What? I don't know. I worked at a news station once and the anchor was, So I went in before the morning show and I put white shoe polish all over the toilet. And she sat on it.
Dude,
you know how hard it is to get white shoe polish off your butt?
I think that's worse than making somebody think they're pregnant.
That's innocent.
Number
5
says, I'm a gas station clerk, and before Google Maps, lost drivers would pop in to ask how to get from point A to point B. Remember those
days?
Yeah.
How did you live?
I don't know.
It feels like the pioneer days.
It does. Can you imagine remember calling people like, I can't find where you live?
One day, the store was particularly busy, and this rude woman bursts in through the door and wants directions to the nearest outlet store.
Okay.
So I asked her to patiently wait her turn, and she refused, demanding that I give answers.
I hate people like that.
So I directed her to a garbage dump 40 minutes away, even though there was a mall half a mile down the road.
Yes! Now that is awesome.
We're talking about a survey where people shared the worst thing they've ever done to get revenge on somebody while on the job. Number 4 says, I worked at a call center, and on my first day, the lady training me was extremely rude and condescending. So I made up my mind I was going to go home and quit, so I just stopped showing up.
Wow.
A few weeks later, a paycheck came. But I didn't say anything to the company. No one ever emailed me or called asking where I was, but every 2 weeks, a paycheck still arrived in the mail. Finally, after a year and a half, the check stopped coming. But it was a pretty good ride while it lasted.
Oh my God.
I think she gets to keep it too, right?
And makes sense because there's so many workers at those call centers that they could just like lose track of who's there and who isn't.
It turned into the worst job of her life, turned into the best job of her life.
Suddenly, so many people are applying to call centers.
Number 3 says, I worked on an assembly line and was always on the floor with this annoying guy I hated. So one day I made sure to work upstream from him on the line and intentionally sabotaged his work and put industrial glue all over them. So when he picked them up, the devices stuck to his hands. And it looked like he was trying to steal them.
Oh no.
In fact, we'd had a theft problem in the warehouse for a while. After about 20 minutes, security cameras caught him running to the restroom with 4 devices stuck to his hands. So he was terminated immediately.
Oh, that's evil.
That's a setup, man.
Oh, dang. it.
There are some diabolical workers
out
there.
Seriously.
I couldn't be this mean if I wanted to.
I thought white shoe polish was bad.
Yeah.
I was like, look at me. I was crazy.
Your butt kind of smells.
Yeah, exactly. You got white stuff on you.
Number two from the list says, I worked as a waitress and a woman came in who I recognized. She used to bully me back in elementary school.
Okay. Now where we're at.
So she sat down with her daughter and ordered like normal and didn't recognize me.
Uh-huh, of course.
Just seeing her again made me so angry that I intentionally spilled a milkshake all over her lap.
See, that's okay.
I apologized and gave her napkins and had to go get her another one. And when I came back, I quote unquote accidentally spilled that one on her daughter's lap.
My husband said something, I slapped him in the face. Yeah. The whole family's getting it.
She says, I did feel kind of bad about that, but it also felt kind of good.
Yeah, she had like a one-sided food fight with her own family.
Yeah.
Honey, is this one of those restaurants where they're mean to you on purpose?
And the number one vengeful thing somebody did while at work.
Oh, this has got to be good.
Says, I was a manager and had an employee who was always coming in late. And whenever he was more than 20 minutes past his time, I would have another coworker put a post-it on his desk with a phone number that said, please phone Liz ASAP. And for months, he'd walk around the office asking, does anybody know who Liz is? I keep calling this number. It doesn't even go to our country.
What?
Uh-oh.
Finally, a coworker who was not in on the joke Google searched it and discovered it was the number to Buckingham Palace.
What?
He'd been calling it asking for Liz,
Queen Elizabeth,
for the last 3 months, every day he was late.
That is the most passive-aggressive manager I've ever met.
That is
I love it.
Hey, like, Liz. No, just put her on the phone. What is the problem here?
My boss says I need to talk to Liz.
Text in to 78592. Tell us what's the most vengeful thing you ever did while at work. We got your phone tab coming up right after this.